This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Bombshell. Some intel reveals that Russia is still meddling in U.S. elections. Wow. And how about the tariffs? Is it hurting China or the U.S. more? That might be debatable. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Joining us right now from the top, the former congressman from Ohio, now with Talk Media News, Bob Ney. Hey, Bob.
Hello, Kate.
So let me ask you that question. Who is getting pinched more? Is it China or is it the U.S., in your opinion?
Well, I don't think we know yet. I mean, I think that, there's so much more to unravel over this. I mean, we really haven't even gotten off of the last election exactly what Russia did, you know. So I think there's still a lot more intel that's going to come out on this deal. But, you know, China might be in the jackpot seat.
Yeah, they might be. I agree. And you're right. It's one of those things where we have to see it unfold first because it's hard to tell now. I mean, I think it's going to take more time, and the cuts would have to be a little bit deeper so we realize, okay, where are we being hit and where are they being hit? Because we're just talking about their goods versus our goods. And I think we'd be surprised on some of what we don't know that will really hurt us and also what hurts them.
Right, exactly. There's going to be a back and forth for quite a long time, a lot of analysis and a lot of speculation. But, you know, somewhere along the line, I think it'll even out, and then we'll know exactly what the scoop will be.
Yeah. All right, so Russia's still interfering with our elections. There was a story that came out today about that. You're not shocked by that, are you?
I'm not surprised by it, but, you know, like I was just saying, you know, earlier, we still don't even know all the impact from the last time. And you know, we're hearing these bits and pieces out of the intel community, and honestly, we're not sure exactly what they all know yet and what they have. I would say one thing. I think it would behoove our intel community to actually release publicly what's going on, because that way people will know. They'll know how to deal with it. I mean, we have plenty of people that are involved in this industry, in the private sector, and even teenage hackers that are pretty astute. And if Russia's doing something, then I think it ought to be known and see how people can fight back at it.
Yeah. Do you think, and Rudy Giuliani has been all over the place lately commenting on this, saying that there's going to be this decision within the next 10 days as to whether the president is going to interview with the special counsel, Robert Mueller, who's, of course, leading the Russian investigation into the meddling in the elections, et cetera. Do you think that's going to happen?
Well, I think, Kate, when you and I spoke probably about maybe 2 months ago, when Rudy Giuliani was first on TV, I think they decided, the legal team, the White House, that the president's not going to do it. I would be totally shocked if the president does it, unless it's some kind of written form that they can write, you know, back to. I don't think the president will sit down with Mueller. I think they've been building their case on TV for a couple of months now, and, you know, the tweets the other day. I just don't think he's going to do it. I think they're going to say, you know, this is a witch hunt. I mean, after all, if the president really feels this is a witch hunt and a hoax, why would he even then sit with them? I don't think he will. I think they're building their case to just simply say no.
Yeah, I think so, too. I think they're going to say no, and that's why there's all this conversation. I don't know where this conversation goes, but how about the story about Iran naval drills that are happening, and there's all this tension? Obviously, we know that, but they're doing these drills, and they're talking about like 100 different kinds of ships, et cetera, were involved, including some small boats and, you know, all of that, and that just ratchets up the tension. I mean, would we really go to war with Iran, and what would that look like?
Well, having lived in Iran, as you know myself, and when I was in Congress, I was involved with both parties. We had some back channel communications on behalf of Clinton administration and Bush. you know, we've been dealing with Iran for a long, long time. Then, of course, the deal came from Obama, and then it was, you know, stopped by Trump. And I think that we probably came pretty close to a lot of the highest tension we've seen in years with the tweets between Rouhani and President Trump. But this is a dangerous area, and they're doing drills, and, you know, we watch them. We don't want the Strait of Hormuz closed because all the world's oil goes through there. I really don't think Iran wants it closed either. This is a chest-thumping thing, and I think we have to monitor it, Kate. I think we've got to be very, very cautious to not take chest-thumping and this aggression from them, and then we get into something that draws in China and Russia to their side, and maybe, well, Israel, and maybe a little bit of Europe to ours, and next thing you know, we are into something none of us want. So I think it's to be watched, and I think they've got to use some calm heads over there in the Strait of Hormuz.
Yeah, I agree. And, you know, Iran used to be a place where there was lots of conversations back and forth with the U.S. and lots of, I know there were a lot of Rotarians that went back and forth, a lot of travel. Yeah. Not now.
We had Ohio State University had 3,800 or so Iranians. We had 50,000 Iranian students here. Rotaries, wrestling teams, you name it. Cultural exchanges constantly, and it's just sad what's happened, you know, since the revolution and with both countries that should have been on track with each other, and unfortunately they aren't.
Yeah, I agree. Bob Ney, have a good one. Thanks so much, as always, for
stopping by
and chatting with us.
Okay, thank you, Kate.
Thanks. So as we talk about what washes out of Washington and affects us, well, you heard Bob there, you know, there's always so much wait and see. And with the tariffs and China, of course, the politicking back and forth, who does it hurt more? Well, you measure the goods. I mean, look, China relies on its relationship with us. They rely on, frankly, some of the junk that's sold that, remember, we've had problems with lead poisoning, other things, that's made in China. It used to be the joke and sold in China. In fact, on this show, I challenge you to do something I challenged listeners to do a couple years ago. You think things aren't made in China. Well, a little this, a little that. You start to turn things over. How many things in your house are made in China? So ultimately, you know, who gets pinched the worst? And it just might be tit for tat. And I kind of think if we track it, that might be how it ends up. Something else going on, and we've talked about this a ton. We talked before several times with Bob Ney about this and others, the Manafort trial, the third day of testimony. So there was a bunch of witnesses that took the stand, different people like Manafort's bookkeeper and landscaper. And, you know, they're really painting this picture, I think, the prosecution of this life of luxury of the rich and famous. A landscaper testified that Manafort spent $450,000 on landscaping over 5 years, and that he had one of the biggest ponds in the Hamptons in New York, and that he spent $2.2 million to have Apple TVs, wireless networks, and other types of goodies, electronic-wise, installed in his Hampton home from, you know, 2011 to 2014. And then they got into his bookkeeping, his credit line, and all that sort of stuff, looking at the patterns, I guess. But the jury hasn't heard anything after 3 days about Manafort's role on the Trump campaign and even his outreach to Trump. Not part of the evidence in this case. Prosecutors probably will only bring up the Trump campaign to talk about the quid pro quo between Manafort and a banker who wanted a campaign job. Wow. Stay with us.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361. Who has the only raw living whole plant hemp CBD extract in the world? MetaHemp Solutions, a radically innovative approach to hemp CBDs for exceptional results. Why? Because they contain absolutely all the elements present in the original plant. All our hemp CBD products are independently lab tested for potency and purity and manufactured in our FDA registered facility. Try it today. 10% off with coupon code GCN10. Call 833-858-7500. That's 833-858-7500. Or buy MetaHemp Solutions today at metahempsolutions.com. That's metahempsolutions.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Feel it. Even today, if you can't, then it doesn't matter anyway. Now let's talk about the mail. Can we talk about the mail, please, Mac? I'm dying to talk about the mail with you all day, okay?
Talk about the mail. I've been dying to talk about the mail all day long, too. Ton o' mail. Thank you very much. What a great audience. There's so many places where I just had this from Patrick who said, where can I send you emails? I have plenty of thoughts on a lot of different things. I love the show. Well, you found me, obviously. Eventually, he was exasperated, but he didn't find me in a very easy place. Just go to Kate Delaney Radio, katedelaneyradio.com, and that's americatonightradio.com. So same thing. Go there, click on contact, and boom, and let your comments fly, right? Just like that. Whatever's on your mind, whatever's happening in the U.S., whatever you feel like talking about, it works. So let's move to the mailbag. This one is from Al, who says, Kate, did you see that story about the SWAT teams having to surround the suspect that was going after the former president? What is going on with that and something about the president's doctor? I don't know. I'm confused. I heard bits and pieces. All right, so let me fill you in. Houston, basically what happened was a Houston SWAT team did converge on the former president, George H.W. Bush's doctor's house. And his name was Joseph Pappas, I believe. He charged in the murder of this cardiologist who treated the press. And a neighbor, I guess, saw an open gate at the house and spotted someone who looked like the wanted man. Then, you know, called the police. They said he was armed and dangerous, and that was it. And they got him. But it was just a terrible, terrible story. And then the question, of course, there's so much speculation as to why did he do this? What, you know, why did he go after after the doctor, which he just happened to be the doctor of the prez. I think it was more complicated than that. But, you know, the good news is that they were able to find him. They set up barricades and, like I said, SWAT swooped in. And, I mean, this was a crazy deal because this Pappas guy, who was accused of killing the doctor, just in broad daylight at the Texas Medical Center. So he killed him just right there. And it was a head scratcher as to why they couldn't, you know, why they couldn't find him. And then there were all kinds of bulletins out about him and telling people to look for him. So, boy, thank goodness, right? What a way to end that, however. For sure. All right, let's move on to another one. This email comes to us from Eric, who says, Kate, I just don't understand where we're at with North Korea. Would you say good thing, bad thing that the prez met with Kim Jong-un? It's been now, what, a month or so, or maybe a little longer than that. Would you say that was a smart move, or it was really kind of a null and void conversation? Well, I don't think it's null and void. We don't know exactly the convo, but since he's a hermit and nobody has a conversation with him, whoever's president, if they can have a conversation with him, I mean, what? Yes, of course. So that part is good. What happened? What does it mean? What does it mean for getting rid of nukes, futuristic conversations, all of that? I mean, who knows? The ball's up in the air. But it sounds like, yes, this can go somewhere. And, of course, if you can if you could kick open the door and have that convo, you know, why not? The guy's a nutball, and he has his finger on the trigger of what could be something dastardly that could hit the U.S. and kill a lot of people. Who knows? Remember, we were constantly talking about how far the missile went and how far could it go when he was testing missiles. And do we really want that threat? Anytime you can annihilate that kind of a threat and develop a different kind of relationship, you know, that whole thing about your enemies close, well, I agree with that. Keep those enemies close, of course. And when you look at the history of the you know, Kim Jong-un regime and then his father before that, I mean, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. No doubt about it. Here's another one, and this is pretty interesting. This one is from Bob, who says, Kate, I know you went to school in Ohio. What do you make of this thing with the Ohio football coach and whether or not he's going to coach again this year? I mean, he's like a living legend, right? So was he covering up for a harasser, or what is the story there? You know what? This is interesting, because covering up is an interesting word. Urban Meyer is a legend. I've talked to him. I've had him on shows. I do an NBC show, if you don't know, on the weekend, on Saturday and Sunday, from 3 to 6 Eastern. You can listen to it on SiriusXM 205 or download the free NBC Sports Radio app, or go to NBCSportsRadio.com, or many of the great radio stations that carry the show. But anyway, so because my passions are politics, business, and sports. But Urban Meyer, I mean, three national titles, you know, coach teams, three national titles, all these undefeated seasons. I mean, if you crunch the numbers, let's just talk about his winning ways. 85% of his games? What? Are you kidding me? So anyway, he's on paid administrative leave with OSU, and, you know, they're launching this investigation into what he did following an allegation a couple of years ago of domestic abuse against an assistant coach. Zach Smith is the assistant's name. So, you know, he's a second chance guy, right? He's the second chance guy. So this Smith, 33-year-old Smith, who, by the way, is connected somehow. He's connected as a former to the former Buckeye legend Earl Bruce. So that's, you know, one of the interesting connections here. But, you know, I guess there was a protective order from his ex-wife who was, you know, until they weren't, he wasn't allowed to come near his ex-wife, and then he violated the Smith guy, Zach Smith, the assistant, violated the protective order. Here he was the wide receivers coach for the Buckeyes, and so they've had this relationship for a long time, known each other for a long time. I mean, you know, he goes back, and eventually, you know, Smith was a walkout on for Urban Meyer at Bowling Green. So the bottom line is this: he's known him for a long time, but this is a guy who was charged at the age of 24 for felony assault for abusing his then pregnant wife. Then she dropped the charges and all that stuff. And so there's been a history there of that. And now that that's come out, and especially because of violating this order, that's raised the stakes for him because he's known about it. So that loyalty, I guess, is what you would say could bring Urban Meyer down. And it is a huge story. So thanks for that question. He's a legendary guy, but we live in the era of zero tolerance of that kind of thing, of course. And he was there to be loyal to him. Whereas in another situation, that guy would be gone. Boom, done, out of there. You know, accused, feeding pregnant wife, whatever. Done. There's no way. All right, I got another one here that's interesting and could affect some of you. This one is from Joe, and Joe says, Kate, I don't know if you ever spend any time at McDonald's, and I know you're a coffee drinker, so maybe it's just coffee, but I think I've heard you say you eat healthy, so I just want to tell you, avoid the salad. Did you see that there were all these outbreaks of food poisoning because of people that got sick because of the salad in McDonald's? I did. I guess 15 different states, and it's the last couple of days or months or whatever, it's gotten worse, according to the CDC. And it's the lettuce thing again, right? And so they're investigating, where did the lettuce get tied from? Who was the supplier? Where, you know, how many cases? That kind of stuff. And see, here's the thing. So if you go to the store and you get your lettuce, or you go to the farmer's market, what are you doing? You're washing the crap out of it, right? I'm just saying. Always wash the lettuce, no matter if they say it's pre-washed, it's washed. If you're going into McDonald's, you're getting a salad from them or wherever, and it's what's the distribution for them. So if they get tainted lettuce, that's how that's, you know, passed on. It's a shame because I hear the illness is pretty bad for a lot of people. Stay with us here on America Tonight. Odds and Ends coming up next.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
President Trump is holding a Make America Great Again rally in Pennsylvania. The president talked about his success he had at NATO.
NATO has been ripping us. We've been defending Europe, and they're not paying their bills. So I went in and I said, folks, you got to pay up. You're delinquent. They'll be paying $200 billion. It took me 1 hour, but it was a rough hour. the head of NATO, Secretary General Stoltenberg, said to the press, they don't report it. They only make up stories.
Day three of the Paul Manafort trial wrapped up today, and the Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 7 points to close the day at 25,326. This is USA Radio News.
In 50 feet, turn left. Why are you driving so slowly?
After a few drinks, I'm taking it slow.
Well, you're not fooling the cop behind you.
What?
Get ready to pay in 0.1 miles.
Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
Whoa, you know, you know, you know, you know, you must have been a beautiful baby. You must have been a beautiful child. When you were only starting to go to kindergarten, I bet you drove those other childs wild. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, when it came to winning Blue Ribbon. Well, I bet you taught the other kids how. Well, I can see the judge's eyes as they handed you the prize. I bet you took the cutest bow. Yeah, you must have been a beautiful baby. Cause baby, won't you look at you now?
You know, when I hear this song, I just think of people kind of dancing all over the place. Sort of on the Dick Clark show back in the day. Quick aside. Hank Delaney, thanks for tuning in here on America Tonight. America Tonight. I don't know. I was just thinking about that whole Dick Clark thing. My mother was somebody who, she was beautiful, 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 but shy. And so when she was, you know, 19, 20, maybe even younger than that, Dick Clark used to have a show in Philadelphia, and I grew up outside of Philadelphia, so they'd go to the Dick Clark show, and he wanted people to, of course, dance, teenagers to dance. And she would find a place, I guess, to dance where the cameras would, you know, she'd be like behind the cameras, but somehow they always found her, which I think is really funny. All right, let's bounce into what I like to call affectionately odds and ends. And so what that means is, you know, there's so much that we buzz about in the U.S. You know, what is buzzworthy? What are they talking about, they, meaning your neighbors and yourself, in your neighborhood? And we have the common denominators, right? Weather, these horrible fires in California where people are dying and they're barely getting out. They're barely evacuating people, which I think is just so horrific. The thing that warms my heart is that I know so many of the firemen that are risking it all, and that's what they do, to go and help, you know, people to get there, and realizing that there's just never enough, never enough, never enough. How do you keep pace with the burning fires? Redding, California is terrible. and this car fire, that's what they call it, just boom, out in the foothills. You got hot winds, you got embers, one main blaze, and it rips up neighborhoods. And you've got exhausted, dog-tired firemen doing everything, you know, that they can. And there was the sad story about a woman and her two great-grandchildren who were trapped in their house when the fire hit. She even put a wet blanket on them and huddled over them, but she, you know, all three of them died, so she tried to save them, and that's how they found them, which is so, so awful. And 10,000 homes have been lost, and this is even since October when they had those other fires. It's nasty, but the whole thing is, it's not about the house. It's about the strategy of getting people out as fast as possible and saving lives, right? So if you remember, there was the mudslides in the beginning of the year in Montecito, and more than 20 people were killed there, and there was that fire that burned a month before that, and nobody was thinking about the mudslides. And, you know, so these evacuation orders, and then looking at the aftermath, so not just we're exhausted, we're fighting this, but what happens afterwards, that is a great conversation to have. And what do? You have triple-digit temperatures that are awful. You've got the gale-force winds. It's just a recipe for disaster. So it's really getting people out as quickly as possible. And people heeding the warnings because, you know, you can only do so much. If they don't want to get out, they don't want to get out, and that's it. Right? I can't imagine. Somebody asked me one time that fabulous question of, if your house was on fire, or you were in the middle of a fire, and you could grab just, you know, one thing, what would it be? Who cares is what would it be? It would be mahalo. It would be making sure my husband's out, anybody, my nephew who's ever there. Of course. Who cares? It's about human life. I mean, that's it. Here's a good fair or foul for you. The new Madden game, apparently, there was a song lyric. It's a soundtrack, and that's got the song Big Bank from YG. And if in those lyrics, they had to scrub up the song. Because, you know, there's profanities, there's sex references, there's reference to cannabis. And there was also the name Colin Kaepernick in the song, and they scrubbed that out. What's interesting is that somebody picked it up, and they listened to the song. They got an advanced copy of it, or they listened, you know, to the Madden thing, and they were doing the Madden thing, and they realized it was cut out. So now, of course, EA Sports has to kind of answer the question, did you scrub that out? And, you know, it's really strange with thousands of songs. See, this always goes back to attention to detail, people. I mean, we could argue fair or foul. Well, they're a company. If they don't want any controversy, yeah, they're going to scrub his name, especially with now the NFL wrestling again with this anthem policy. And if there is one, they took away a policy that they put out there, and then teams are deciding things. So why would you even pick a song with his name in it? Then you don't have to have a backlash. Duh. I think people are just lazy and they don't pay attention. I mean, that's crazy. It's like an unforced error in tennis. Well, maybe. No, it's a little different than that. It's just a stupid, dumb mistake because you could have put another song in there. I mean, really, come on. Give me a break. This is interesting to me and worth the buzz in your backyard and mine. Because we're always about bigger, badder, tallest, right? And I've never been somebody who said, I want to climb the Himalayas. I think it's beautiful. It'd be fun to go there. But it'd be fun to go to Nepal. But climb the Himalayas? No, thank you. Climb the Matterhorn or Kilimanjaro? Beautiful. I'll love it from a distance. But I just don't have the right skill set for that. And especially because we've had people on the show and I realize how damn dangerous it is, right? But I admire the people who do it. I do. I admire people that say, I'm going to conquer that, and they go for it. But this isn't even about that. Sweden's highest peak is a glacier on the southern tip of this Kebnekaise, and I hope I'm saying it wrong, mountain. And it's melting, they say, so it's no longer the tallest point. It's not the tallest point. And they're measuring, so it's a popular tourist destination in Sweden. And now, because it's kind of shrinking, they're wondering, I don't know, is this going to be still an exciting place to go? The southern peak, 2,097 meters above sea level, pretty big. So that's 20 centimeters higher than the northern tip's 2,096.8 meters, right? Who says size doesn't matter? It does when you're talking about the highest, biggest, baddest, and climbing up to the tallest point in Sweden. So in Sweden, that's a big deal where this highest peak is, and the highest peak on one side is starting to melt away and the other one's a little bit higher, right? So I just threw that in about the whole mountain thing. I actually have a lot of friends that have done that, and they swear by it. I mean, they swear by it. And then there was this sad story. Somebody sent me a link to this, that Art Bell died, and I met Art one time, seemed very nice. Art Bell apparently died of an accidental overdose from a cocktail of prescription drugs, is what the Clark County Coroner's Office is saying. This week they said that he died April 13th. At the age of 72, they determined he had four prescription meds in his system, and it was oxycodone, hydrocodone, diazepam, which is like Valium, and then a muscle relaxant. And he had pulmonary disease and hypertension, and of course, then you throw that in there, and you know he was. A late night host, an engineer, producer of Coast to Coast, and he talked about UFOs and abductions and crop circles and, you know, all that stuff. And he retired in 2003 and then did a satellite radio show from his house. But very, very sad. The prescription drug thing, I think with a lot of people, you have these drugs and then you think, well, this is what I'm supposed to take, and if this doesn't make me feel this way or this makes me feel another way, I just had this long conversation with someone about it, that people self-medicate too because they're used to XYZ drugs. And, well, what if we do a little of this or a little of that instead, and that'll make me feel better. But unfortunately, in his case, that mixture is what ultimately, that and the other things that he was battling, ultimately led apparently to his death. He had quite a following back in the day. I can remember a couple of times making a cross-country drive and flipping around and hearing him, and he had some interesting guests on, you know, that whole idea of what's out there, and UFO sightings and, you know, that kind of thing. Last one for you. Tom Brady, we're back to football again. Tom Brady, they say, could have avoided being suspended. I read this story today because of Deflategate. If he was willing to blame two New England Patriots staffers for the scandal, he proposed a $1 million fine, but the commissioner, Roger Goodell, demanded that he state that the former equipment managers had tampered with the footballs without his knowledge. Whoa. So he eventually, and we know the rest is history, got that four-game suspension. That seemed like that just went on forever and ever and ever. This is back in 2015, if you remember, when he sat out the first four games of the regular season of the NFL. Hang with us. prison.
If you like alkaline water or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutraMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
In 1965, this was the sound. Come in, John.
NFL, college football, getting ready for both of those, and the huge story about Urban Meyer and this investigation as to what his relationship, well, they knew his relationship with Zach Smith, a friend and an assistant and somebody he's helped before, who now Urban Meyer may go down as no longer the coach of Ohio State. It's really in limbo, which is shocking. Because preseason camp opens Friday, they don't know who's going to lead the team September 1st against Oregon State. The university's investigating the Buckeye coaches, their wives and support staff, what they knew, what they didn't know, with this former assistant coach, Zach Smith, and his ex-wife, Courtney. Back in 2015, there was an allegation of domestic violence against Zach Smith, and they believe that Urban Meyer knew that what you know, what was happening. And so the Ohio State, you know, can't have that. And the way, especially the way contracts are structured with coaches, and it's a whole compliance thing, I guess, and that's what they'll look at before any kind of decisions made. So right now the offensive coordinator is the acting head coach, and this is a guy who's pretty new even to that team. But just to give you the gist of it, last month Zach Smith was charged with criminal trespass. I mentioned this in an earlier segment, stemming from an incident back in May when he was dropping off his son at his ex-wife's apartment complex or wife's apartment complex. And he violated this shared parenting plan by coming to her residence. I guess he wasn't arrested. He pleaded not guilty to fourth-degree misdemeanor, and he didn't violate the parenting plan. But I guess there was, and it is a divorce. He repeatedly violated the terms of their divorce, which, you know, prompted her to go public about the abuse. And this goes way, way, way back. So, for Meyer, this is a disaster, Urban Meyer, and that whole loyalty thing, and somebody he was on his staff. I don't think he survives it. I don't think that happens. All right, in the meantime, people are reacting to this new helmet-to-helmet rule, including Rams quarterback Aqib Talib. And he's saying that the new helmet-to-helmet rule is good for the game. It's interesting because I had a conversation with a former player who thought it was confusing. He says they're just trying to keep the game safe and trying to keep guys healthy. NFL is meeting with players, all the players, to review the rule changes, because this is a big one. So under the new rule, players get charged with a 15-yard penalty if they lower their helmet on contact. You know how dangerous that is. So the foul can result in ejection from the game. And Talib says, look, they're trying to have guys healthy when they retire, so it's good for the tackler, it's good for the offensive guy. But it's been controversial with some people, including San Francisco 49ers corner Richard Sherman, who said it's ridiculous. And there are others who have reacted the same way. Redskins safety DJ Swearinger, he said that it was eliminating football, the real football. Oof. But, you know, there's so many problems with the injuries that and what's happening to the players, you're going to have more of a call for safety. And what does that safety, I don't know, what does that look like? I'm curious to see if anyone's ejected, how it all plays out, that, you know, that kind of that whole thing. In the meantime, how about this from the MASH unit, Major League Baseball in the dog days, but this is when you don't want your best guys to get hurt, although you could say, well, the Angels, I wouldn't worry about it, but I think the best player in baseball, Mike Trout, is an Angels outfielder. He's got a bruised right wrist. He didn't play in that loss to the Rays on Thursday. His manager says he's day-to-day. He jammed his wrist while sliding during an attempted steal of third base in a 7-2 loss to the Rays. You know, the fine art of stealing. I don't know how these guys do it. And you either really get it where you go head first, go feet first, whatever it is. But a lot of sliding hands first, but you can risk that jamming, is super successful. You get that little extra edge. And I'll tell you what, Mike Trout, he's got a .309 batting average. Very good. 30 homers. 60 RBI, 21 stolen bases. You know, you get the idea here. He's superstar. Superstar, right? When it comes to numbers, he's got them. That's why I say he's the best player in baseball. And this is more of a generic kind of topic-y thing when we talk about being in the man cave. And picture this, you're there with 100 high-definition screens. That's at a brew pub in Universal. I was just reading a story about that, and wow, I mean, that's a huge place. But anyway, the NBA is the first major U.S. sports league to partner with a sportsbook operator and have legal wagering, and this is something I talked about the other night. Commissioner Adam Silver said the league struck a deal with MGM that makes them the exclusive official gaming partner of the NBA and the WNBA. They also get the right to use league highlights, logos, and direct data feed from the NBA that will be used to help fuel the company's sports betting footprint. So how about that? The deal for 3 years, at least $25 million. Silver said he was teaming up with the NBA. You know, teaming up with the NBA will give MGM an edge over its competitors and produce a superior experience for customers. Wow. So Silver was always on board with this anyway when there were people who didn't like the idea of sports betting across the board, like the idea that you could do this in New Jersey or other places and it's going to be widespread now and what does that mean? And, you know, I don't think it means disaster. For some reason, there's this idea that they're going to, that you're going to have this horrific thing happen as a result of, you know, as a result of sports betting, but I think it's the opposite. It may discourage some of what could happen. I mean, I don't know. I mean, if people are going to cheat or be bribed, or I'm not naive to think that couldn't happen. Certainly, we've seen the scandals in the past. And I don't want to be remiss to not say this. How about this? The Hall of Fame game. Ravens 17, the Bears 16. So it's action. It's not regular season, but hey, it's something. And in fact, the Ravens quarterback, Lamar Jackson, was, you know, the rookie, had his NFL debut. He made some decent throws and made some bad throws. And he's going to be the primary backup to Joe Flacco. And Baltimore is going to have to work with him a lot. But he got out there, and that's the whole idea. He was out there taking some reps in live game action. It's hard to simulate that, I think, even in practices. So the Hall of Fame game on a very big weekend. And you know, this is Ray Lewis's time, and this is Brian Urlacher, etc. And it's pretty interesting. While we have these training camps going on, and then we've got this Hall of Fame weekend, and it makes it, I don't know, it gives us kind of a push into the season. It makes you think a little bit more about, wow, the season's almost here. Sometimes these speeches are really, really good, too. T.O., that was a big controversy. T.O. not going to be at the Hall of Fame, although he will be inducted into the Hall of Fame, but they're not even going to mention it. But you'll be able to go and see his bust there. He opted instead to have a big old party at his alma mater in Chattanooga because he felt like he should have been a first-time ballot guy. It took three times. Music means I'm getting played off the stage. Thanks so much for listening to America Tonight.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.